So in March of 2009, just over 6 weeks after he took office, in one of the most expected impulses of his administration, it was not a surprise, President Obama signed an executive order that allowed federal money to fund broad research that used embryonic stem cells. And that order reversed a controversial Bush administration's strict policy on the use of those stem cells.
In recent years, when it comes to stem cell research, rather than furthering discovery, our government has forced what I believe is a false choice between sound science and moral values. In this case, I believe the two are not inconsistent.
But a federal judge yesterday said that, in fact, the Obama policy is inconsistent, that there cannot be a moral sort of preservation of embryonic of human embryos and research onto the progeny, the cells that are produced by those embryos, without actually destroying the original embryo, which was the intent of the administration when it enacted this executive order that caused federal money to be spent on stem cell research that was banned originally by the Bush administration. There's also a complexity here because Congress has weighed in on the matter, and the judge in a 15-page decision says that expanded funding for stem cell research violates a congressional law prohibiting the destruction of embryos for research purposes. Well, it's reset the deck for scientists all over the world, certainly in the United States. George Q. Daly is the director of stem cell transplantation programs at Children's Hospital in Boston, and he's on the faculty at Harvard in the Stem Cell Institute. George Daly, good morning.
Good morning.
Explain to me what your email said last night that you sent out in reaction to this decision to your labs, which are conducting research, federally funded research, on embryonic stem cells.
Well, I read the injunction, and to me it says that the federal government is going to be prohibited from providing funds for any research on human embryonic stem cells. That means today I'll be instructing my lab to not use any materials purchased with federal funds to study the stem cell.
So that means something as detailed as petri dishes, beakers, receptacles, and medium, actually the feeding source for the stem cells, have to come out of a pot that doesn't involve federal money.
That's right. Now, for the last 8 to 10 years, under the Bush policy, which gave us access to only a very small number of cell lines, we have had to do this. We've actually maintained a section of our lab where all the materials are bought with private money, and we can use any stem cell line in that part of the lab. Now, under the Obama policy, we'd actually liberalized that practice. We'd been able to use the very large number of federal grants that we received to study human ES cells. With yesterday's ruling, we're going to go back to the old style, and we're going to sequester our work into the part of the lab that is fully privately funded.
All right. What does that mean, and what are the principles at stake here? George Q. Daly is director of stem cell transplantation programs at Children's Hospital in Boston, one of the people who's affected by the decision by a federal judge yesterday. Rushel Korobkin is professor of law at UCLA and author of Stem Cell Century, Law and Policy for a Breakthrough Technology. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, John.
Let me try to outline the principles and then tell me if I'm wrong here. Principle number one is the judge says if you investigate or experiment on embryonic stem cell cells, you necessarily kill an embryo. So the principle of not destroying embryos cannot be upheld by this executive order. That's principle number one, right?
Yes, I'd say that's how the judge has interpreted the congressional act that you mentioned, the Dickey Wicker Amendment.
Now, but that's a separate principle, it seems to me. On the one hand, you've got dueling executive orders. Bush administration says one thing, Obama administration says something else. But Congress has weighed in with a law that makes it a federal law to preserve embryonic stem cells, or at least human embryos, right?
Well, the congressional act we're talking about only concerns federal funding, what
right.
The federal government can spend money on, not whether you can do it or not. To the extent, though, that the Congress has said what Judge Lamberth says Congress has said, that would take precedent over the Bush or the Obama executive orders. The congressional action has precedent. The confusion or what's surprising about this is that both the Bush and the Obama administration, along with the Clinton administration before that, assumed or interpreted the congressional act as being much narrower and only preventing federal funding of the activities that specifically destroy embryos, that is, deriving the stem cell lines. All three administrations have assumed that the congressional act that you spoke of,
right, the Dickey-Wicker Amendment,
about what you can do, right, the Dickey-Wicker Amendment doesn't have anything to say about whether the federal government may or may not fund research on stem cell lines after those stem cell lines are established.
All right. So on the one hand, this is a federal judge saying Congress is supreme here over an executive order. That's number one. And number two, it's an interpretation of this amendment which says it's not just about individual embryos, it's about experimentation on anything that those embryos produce that implies the death and therefore a violation of the Dickey-Wicker principle, right?
That's correct. He's interpreted the concept of research in which embryos are destroyed. That's the operative language. The judge has interpreted that extremely broadly and said that because embryos need to be destroyed in order to originally create the stem cell line, therefore any research on stem cell lines requires the or concerns the destruction of embryos. It's really kind of a breathtakingly broad interpretation of the language.
Russell Korobkin is professor of law at UCLA. George Q. Daly, how frustrated and angry does it make you to hear lawyers and judges talk about the science here that you're involved in?
Well, it's very frustrating. This is enormously promising science. The work has been going along very well. The federal government has given the work a shot in the arm through the Obama policy. There are dozens of new grants that have issued over the last year, have been using embryonic stem cells to great effect. And this takes us back. I think it's very disappointing.
Although the Justice Department is reviewing the order, and exactly what the NIH will be instructed to do based on this order is still pending. Russell Korobkin, did the administration make a tactical error here by trying to have it both ways, both preserving the embryonic life and preserving the research, saying that the research could go forward? Maybe it would be just better to just say, hey, forget it. You know, parents in fertility treatment can destroy embryos. Why can't the federal government?
Well, I personally agree with you. I think the administration tried to walk a fine political line and tried to proceed with the research it thought was very important, while at the same time being going soft or not trying not to anger people on the other side of the debate too much. Congress, they could have gone in a different direction with Congress just passing a law that would approve this particular kind of research rather than going the executive order route. That would have avoided this problem. And my prediction is that Congress is now going to come back and pass a law that would at least go as far as the Obama executive order.
But will they do it in an election year, 2010 election year? That's really the question.
Right. That's a fair question, but it's proven to be a popular issue before. You might remember that Congress actually did pass such a law twice during the second Bush administration, and President Bush vetoed it both times. Now, presumably, President Obama is not going to veto the law, and so
And stem cells were a campaign issue in the presidential election for sure. Russell Korobkin, professor of law at UCLA and author of Stem Cell Century, Law and Policy for a Breakthrough Technology. George Q. Daly, director of Stem Cell Transplantation at Children's Hospital in Boston and on the faculty at Harvard at the Stem Cell Institute. Both thinking about the details from the judge's decision reversing the Obama stem cell policy yesterday.